Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Yud Zayin, the second parak, Hayamevi. The Zichu Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, Rekiva Darshan, Ish V'Isha Zachu Shechina B'nehem. A husband and a wife, if they are meritorious in their mutual fidelity, the Shechina is between them. The Yud and Ish and the Hay and Isha combine to Hashem's name. If they are not meritorious, meaning they are unfaithful to the marriage, a fire consumes them. With the yud and hey removed, each is left as eish, fire. Rava added, udi isha adifa midi ish, and the wife's fire is stronger than the husband. As Rashi explains, she is more readily punished. Hai mitzar, b'hai lo mitzar, because the letters representing the fire of the woman are joined, whereas the letters representing the fire of the man are not joined. Point number two, Rava said, mifnei ma'amra Torah havi afra lasota. Why did the Torah say, bring earth for a sota? Zachsa Yosem Menu Ben Kavram Avinu. If she's meritorious, a son like Avram Avinu will come forth from her, about whom it says, Afar ve'efer, dust and ashes. Ozachsa Takzu Lafar. If she's not meritorious, she will return to her dust when she drinks the waters. Rava also Darsh Mescharsha Amar Avram Avinu, Vanochi Afar ve'efer, as reward for Avram Avinu saying, I'm but dust and ashes. Zachu Banu Base Mitzvahs, Efer Parva Afar Sota. His descendants merited two mitzvahs, ashes of the Paraduma and the earth of a Sota. The mitzvah of Kisui Dam, covering the blood of a shechted wild animal or bird, is not reckoned here because it does not provide a benefit beside the mitzvah, as opposed to Paraduma, which affects the Hara and atones for the golden calf, and Sota waters, which bring marital harmony and other benefits. Rava also said that in reward for Avram refusing to accept Mechut Batsroch Nal from a thread to a shoe strap from the king of stone, his descendants merited the mitzvah of the thread of Tchelas and the strap of Tfilin. The Gemara explains their benefits. And point number three, the next mission teaches that the Sota scroll must be written on parchment because the Torah calls it a sefer. It must be written with dio, ink, because the Torah says umacha, and he shall erase, requiring ksav shiyachulimchos, a writing which can be erased. Rava teaches six cases where the writing is invalid. Migil Sota shekasva b'layla pesula, a Sota scroll which he wrote at night is invalid because it's compared to judgments which are performed by day. Kasva l'mafreya pesula, if he wrote it backwards, it's invalid because ha'ela, these, implies it must be written in order. Kasva kodim shitakaba aleha shvua pesula, if he wrote it before she accepted the oath, it's invalid because the acceptance appears before the commandment to write it. Kasva igeres pesula, if he wrote it as a letter, as Rashi explains, without etching lines for writing, it's invalid because the Torah describes it as a sefer, and a sefer Torah requires etching lines. He adds two more cases on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Rabbi Kiva Darshan. Ish v'isha zachu shechina b'nehem. A husband and a wife, if they are meritorious in their mutual fidelity, the shechina is between them. The yud and ish and the hey and isha combined to Hashem's name. Lo zachu eishol chalten. If they are not meritorious, meaning they're unfaithful to the marriage, a fire consumes them. With the yud and hey removed, each is left as eish, fire. Rava added, udi isha adifa midi ish, and the wife's fire is stronger than the husband. As Rashi explains, she is more readily punished. Hai mitzar, b'hai lo mitzar, because the letters representing the fire of the woman are joined, whereas the letters representing the fire of the man are not joined. Point number two, Rava said, mifnei ma'amra Torah havi afra lasota. Why did the Torah say, bring earth for a sota? Zachsa Yosem Menu Ben Kavram Avinu. If she's meritorious, a son like Avram Avinu will come forth from her, about whom it says, Afar ve'efer, dust and ashes. Ozachsa Takzu Lafar. If she's not meritorious, she will return to her dust when she drinks the waters. Rava also Darsh Mescharsha Amar Avram Avinu, Vanochi Afar ve'efer, as reward for Avram Avinu saying, I'm but dust and ashes. Zachu Banu Base Mitzvahs, Efer Parva Afar Sota. His descendants merited two mitzvahs, ashes of the Paraduma and the earth of a Sota. The mitzvah of Kisui Dam, covering the blood of a shechted wild animal or bird, is not reckoned here because it does not provide a benefit beside the mitzvah, as opposed to Paraduma, which affects the Hara and atones for the golden calf, and Sota waters, which bring marital harmony and other benefits. Rava also said that in reward for Avram refusing to accept Mechut Batsroch Nal from a thread to a shoe strap from the king of stone, his descendants merited the mitzvahs of the thread of Tchelas and the strap of Tfilin. The Gemara explains their benefits. And point number three, the next mission teaches that the Sota scroll must be written on parchment because the Torah calls it a sefer. It must be written with dio, ink, because the Torah says umacha, and he shall erase, requiring ksav shiyachulimchos, a writing which can be erased. Rava teaches six cases where the writing is invalid. Migil Sota shekasva b'layla pesula, a Sota scroll which he wrote at night is invalid because it's compared to judgments which are performed by day. Kasva l'mafreya pesula, if he wrote it backwards, it's invalid because ha'ela, these, implies it must be written in order. Kasva kodim shitakaba aleha shvua pesula, if he wrote it before she accepted the oath, it's invalid because the acceptance appears before the commandment to write it. Kasva Igeres Pasul. If he wrote it as a letter, as Rashi explains, without etching lines for writing, it's invalid because the Torah describes it as a sefer, and a sefer Torah requires etching lines. He adds two more cases on the next daf. All right, so now we got our Simmer Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard Simmon is a used car salesman. Yud Zayin, used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman in the red suit, who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked like the Shekhinah was between them, while telling them to ignore the offer of an Eifer all over the used car that even Avram Avinu would want to buy, pulled out a sales contract that looked like a safer and proceeded to fill it in with erasable ink. Once again, some motion. The used car salesman, that must be more Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked like the Shekhinah was between them, which reminds us, Rav Akiva darshaned, Ish v'isha zachu Shekhinah b'nehem. A husband and a wife, if they are meritorious in their mutual fidelity, the Shekhinah is between them. The Yud and Ish and the Hey and Isha combine to Hashem's name. If they're not meritorious, meaning that they are unfaithful to the marriage, a fire consumes them. With the yud and hay removed, each is left as eish, fire. So the used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked at the Shekhinah was between them, while telling them to ignore the offer of an eifer all over the used car that even Avram Avinu would want to buy, which reminds us, Rava said, Mifnei ma'amra Torah have offer l'sota. Why did the Torah say, bring earth for a sota? Zachsa yotz mimenu ben ka Avram Avinu. If she's meritorious, a son like Avram Avinu will come forth from her, about whom it says, offer of an eifer, dust and ashes. Ozaksa taksu lafar. If she's not meritorious, she will return to her dust when she drinks the waters. He also darshan as a reward for Avram Avinu saying, Vanochi offer of an eifer, I'm but dust and ashes. Zachubanu base mitzvahs, eifer para of offer sota. His descendants merited two mitzvahs, ashes of the paraduma and the earth of a sota. So, the used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked at the Shekhinah was between them, while telling them to ignore the offer of an eifer all over the used car that even Avram Avinu would want to buy, pulled out a sales contract that looked like a safer, and proceeded to fill it in with erasable ink, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that the Sota scroll must be written on parchment because the Torah calls it a sefer. It must be written with dio, ink, because the Torah says umacha, and he shall erase, requiring ksav shiyachol imchos, a writing which can be erased. Additional requirements for writing the Sota scroll are brought. So once again, the used car salesman in the red suit who tried to charm the elderly couple by telling them that they looked like the Shekhinah was between them, while telling them to ignore the offer of an eifer all over the used car that even Avram Avinu would want to buy, pulled out a sales contract that looked like a sefer and proceeded to fill it in with erasable ink. All right, so now it's time for a four blah blah chazara. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy at the red themed bar mitzvah party who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how Esav tried to prevent Yaakov's burial, and Maros Machpelah, and how Hushim ben Dan took offense with the delay and killed him. So, the bar mitzvah boy at the red themed bar mitzvah party who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which reminds us, it was taught in the Bryce of Bo Rei Kama Chavivas mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu. Come and see how precious mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kul nisasku bebizav unisasak bemitzvahs. For all Bnei Yisrael were occupied with gathering booty, but Moshe Rabbeinu was preoccupied with mitzvahs, meaning finding Yosef's coffin, which according to one opinion ended up floating up to the surface of the Nile. So the bar mitzvah boy at the red themed bar mitzvah party who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which was raised by a great man who lived to 120, who died on the day he was born, which reminds us, Moshe Rabbeinu described himself on the last day of his life as 120 years old, Hayom, today. The Gemara explains this, meaning, Hayom ma'u yama ushnosai, today my days and years have been filled. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes the years of the tzaddikim from day to day and from year to year. As it says, Es mispar yamecha amale, the number of your days I will fill. Daf Yudal, so the Simmer Daf Yudal, it is a hand, and we often use a juggler in the Simmon. So here goes. The juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick, which reminds us the pasuk Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, Hashem your God you should follow, means Halech Acher Midosav Shekadosh Baruch Hu, to follow the attributes of Hashem, Mahu Malbish Arumim, just as He clothes the naked, as we find that Hakadosh Baruch Hu provided clothing for Adam and Chava, you too should clothe the naked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikur Choim, Hashem visited the sick. When He visited Abraham, Afatah Bakir Choim, you too visit the sick, and so on. So the juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us Moshe Rabbeinu desired to enter Eretz Yisrael to do the many mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled there. Kosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Do you seek anything other than to receive reward? Ma'ale ani alecha ki lasisam. I'll consider it for you as if you fulfilled those mitzvahs." So the juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and juggled all the parts that are brought with a mincha with his right hand. Which reminds us, the second parak begins by describing the differences between the mincha of a sota and an ordinary mincha, and the Gemara brings a braisa which details the entire procedure of a standard mincha. Dav tezvav. So the simmer dav tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The huge red fruit bowl, that must be on dav tezvav, Tu Bishvat. The huge red fruit bowl containing the shemet and lavona, which were not brought with the minchas chota, which reminds us the minchas chota and chatas lack elements of standard karbanas such as shemet and lavona, so they should not be beautified. So the huge red fruit bowl containing the shemet and lavona, which were not brought with the minchas chota, was placed next to the earthenware vessel that looked new, and it had to have a log of water in it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hayem maybe piyali shacharis, the kohen would bring an earthenware vial, but nosen laso chachetzi log mine min akira, and put in it a half log of water from the akira. Rav Yudah said a revius of water was used. The Gemara brings additional lachos that it should look new and not be blackened. So the huge red fruit bowl containing the shema and lavona, which were not brought with the minchas chote, was placed next to an earthenware vessel that looked new, and it had half a log of water in it, that was sitting on top of some earth taken from the temple's floor, which reminds us the Gemara brings a source of the earth used for the sota waters must be taken from this floor space in the Heichal. Daf Tezayin. So the simmer Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with the big red toes. Acrobat with big red toes? That must be on Daf Tezayin. Toes. The acrobat with the big red toes swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota, since no earth could be found, which reminds us we have the question whether afer, ashes, can be used for the sota waters. So the acrobat with the big red toes swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota, since no earth could be found, looked down and saw the earth of the sota visible in the water, which reminds us it was taught in a braisa, shosha tzrikin shiyeru, three things must be visible. Offer a sota, the earth of the sota must be visible in the water. Afer para, the ashes of the para duma must be visible in the spring water. Verok yavama, and the spittle of the yavama performing chalitza. And we have a makos where this applies also to the blood of the metzoras bird. So the acrobat with the big red toes swing through the air, bringing ashes for a sota, since no earth could be found, looked down and saw the earth of the sota visible in the water, as the kohen was being rebuked for initially putting the earth in the vessel before the water, which reminds us. It was taught in a braisa, hikdim afer lamayim pasav, one place the earth in the vessel. Before the water, it is invalid. Rabbi Shimon holds, it is valid based on the gezer shev between the ashes of the paraduma and the earth of a sota. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that earth is brought for a sota? For if she is zocha, she will have a son, like Avram Avin, who said, Anochi afer ve'efar. And if she is not zocha, she will return to dust. That's on daf Yod Zion. Good number 2. Which stuff do you learn the source that the earth used for sota waters is taken from the floor of the Heichal? That's on Dav. Tezvav. Good number 3. Which stuff do you learn that Moshe Rabbeinu involved himself in the mitzvah to find Yosef's coffin, which according to one opinion was placed in the Nile? That's on Dav. Yod Gimel. Good number 4. Which stuff do we discuss if ashes can be used for sota waters in place of earth? That's on Dav. Tezayin. Good number 5. Which stuff do we learn the sota scroll must be written with erasable ink? That's on Daf Yod Zayin. Good number 6. Which stuff discuss the halachos of the earthenware vessel? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good number 7. Which stuff do we learn ish v'isha zachu shchina b'nehen? That's on Daf Yod Zayin. Good number 8. Which stuff do we learn the three things which must be visible? The earth in the sota waters, the ashes of the paraduma in the mechatas, and the yavama spit. That's on Daf Tezayin. Good number 9. Which stuff do we learn the procedure for bringing a standard mincha? That's on Daf Yadal. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we mechos whether the mesot are valid if one place the earth in the vessel before the water? That's on Daf Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.